Kerr cuts back to the right. Sam Kerr with another goal! And the backflip for the best scorer in the world.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yes, we have the grand final. Come on, Sydney FC.
Good guys.
Up against Perth Glory, of course, over there in Western Australia. For us at the moment is Phil Moss to give us a conditions and weather update. Morning, Phil.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Well, I'm just thinking that because you're not here in the studio, so...
Well, I have another very good excuse for you, Jimmy. My beautiful partner Penny is in hospital. She had a bit of a procedure on Friday, so I'm racing around being Mr. Mum and visiting her in hospital, so sorry I couldn't be there this morning with you.
Really sorry to hear that, and you've absolutely put Jim right back into his place. Jim, you should sit down now and apologise sincerely to the great man. I hope everything goes okay, Phil. Our thoughts are with your partner.
All good, mate.
Sorry, Mossy.
Jimmy's severely chastened. What about the game today, mate? Perth Glory have had a phenomenal season. They'll go in as favourites. Can Sydney FC hijack Perth's season and win the championship?
Yes, they can, Ray. I'm pretty confident they will. And look, you know, this is obviously nothing against Tony Popovich. This is his fourth attempt at winning the toilet seat. And, you know, for his sake, of course, I hope he's successful. But you know, for Sydney FC's sake, and obviously they've got a place in my heart, having worked there and know the people there. I just think there's so many, as with all big games and grand finals in particular, there's so many little subplots and different ingredients that are being thrown into the pot, you know, to come up with a main dish. And I think one of the big ones is the emotional card around this game. And from Perth's point of view, it will be his players really want to deliver him his first toilet seat, and he deserves it. He's been, so far in his career, such a fantastic manager in the A-League. He's got a lot of success with Premier's plates, Champions League, Asian Champions League, of course, and four grand finals. Says a lot. But from Sydney's point of view, it's all about setting Alex Brosk out a winner. And, you know, he is so revered in that Sydney FC dressing room that I've got absolutely no doubt the players will find an extra 20-30% just for him today, although they're all doing it for their own reasons. You know, the Alex Brosk factor is a big, big one.
All right. If there is to be a Perth Glory victory, who has the star, in your opinion? Same question for Sydney FC.
Well, the obvious one, Jimmy, is Castro versus Ninkovic.
Right.
You know, that goes without saying. But I do think there's other battles on the field that are going to determine it. If you look at Ryan Grant, who's been the best right back in the A-League this season, in my opinion, up against Jason Davidson, who's probably been the second best fullback in the A-League this season. They're up against each other because Davidson plays on the left for Perth, Ryan Grant plays on the right for Sydney. So, you know, that'll be a bit of a game of chicken and mouse. Is that the right one? Chicken and egg?
Chicken and mouse?
When
was the last time a mouse chased a chicken, or vice versa? Anyway,
doesn't matter.
It's early Sunday morning. Give me a break. Exactly. But yeah, look, that will be an intriguing battle in itself. Mm. And then I think you've also got the midfield battle of Brandon O'Neill and Josh Brillante up against Wande and Neil Kilkenny from Perth. So then you've got Keogh and Lafondra up each end, the two goalkeepers. So there's individual battles all over the park, but I think Sydney FC have just got that big game experience. They've been there, they've done it. They're smarting from not making the big dance last season when they were knocked out by Melbourne Victory in the semi-final. I think they answered that revenge ticket last weekend, and they've got one to go.
Yep, 6:30 p.m. that coverage starts on Fox Sports. Can't wait for Perth Glory v Sydney FC. FA Cup overnight, and Man City's phenomenal season continued. Phil, a 6-0 thumping of Watford.
It did, Ray. And just remind me at the end of the segment to come back because I've got a score to tip for the grand final today as well for our punters.
Oh, do it now. Do it now,
mate, before we go. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to tip 1-1 full-time and Sydney FC 2-1 in extra time.
Okay.
1-1 full-time. All right. Okay, we'll get a price on that.
2-1 extra time. Yeah, I think Jared said there was 160 different combinations, wasn't there?
Yeah, 168.
Yeah.
All right.
It should be a great one. But let's get back to Manchester City and Pep Guardiola, and what a magnificent achievement. The historic domestic treble of the League Cup, the FA Cup, and the title, which still hurts me to say that, Ray, but they did it. But they were way too good for Watford overnight. Raheem Sterling with a hat-trick, De Bruyne, Jesus, just the names of the goal scorers roll off the tongue. And he has got such an unbelievable squad at his disposal. And, he has to be the best manager in the world in world football at the moment, Pep Guardiola.
Undoubtedly.
He just ticks every box. And from his point of view, a Man City supporters' point of view, long may that continue.
We just looked at a couple of late goals there. Raheem Sterling knocking a couple in. And I asked Ray, can you imagine what Raheem Sterling's life is like? Like, whatever it was like pre-football superstardom, his life, and we know what issues that players in different leagues in Australia, which are minnows compared to what Raheem Sterling goes through. It's just incredible to think what his life is like now.
Yeah, they talk about the bubble over in Europe, and that bubble is must be an incredible lifestyle. He's a superstar, and superstars in Europe and England as footballers get they're in a different stratosphere to the rest of the world, and it must be very hard to not be able to live with any sort of anonymity. But they get paid incredible money to do what they're so good at doing, and but it's a career that lasts but a fingernail of your lifetime. So you've got to make hay while the sun shines. And that's why so many footballers, particularly over there, just end up in trouble at the end of their careers, because it is such a massive void to fill when your playing days are over.
Exactly, yeah.
Dolan Warren Awards, you've got your nominations here, Mossy.
Well, they were one and done last Monday night at Star City, and Roy Krishna took out the Player of the Year award. Had a wonderful season, breakout season in a lot of ways, even though he's been around for a while, because he won the Golden Boot as well with 18 goals, Jimmy. And look, I don't think he'll stay at Wellington. I think there's a big play from Sydney FC to bring him there.
But I
don't think Mark Rudin will give up the chase either, if the rumours are confirmed, which I think they will be, that Mark Rudin ends up at Western United, the new A-League franchise down there in Melbourne. I think he'll chase pretty hard as well. But I think he's probably played his last game for Wellington. But, magnificent season. Tony Popovich pipped, in my opinion, and I didn't see the votes, but in my opinion, I think he probably pipped Steve Corica for the Coach of the Year award, voted for after 27 rounds, not including finals. Mm. And I'm sure Stevie will be hell-bent on reversing that result this afternoon.
1-1, $6.50. Extra time result for Sydney FC, $13 at the tab. Good on you, mate.
I'll be a popular man when that comes through, Jimmy.
Absolutely. Won't you? Won't you? Yeah, which would be a nice change for you, Mossy. So good luck with today.
I might be able to count my friends on two hands.
He's a tough man, isn't he?
Good luck with today, and we'll speak very shortly.
As they say, Jimmy, no luck needed, just performance.